It's the 21st century, and still negative stereotypes befall African Americans, particularly males. Straight Up Urban Voice Jr., Nigel Peterson, of McKinley Tech High School, shares a few situations that left him wondering why some people have issues with a 6-foot-tall, brown-skinned, 17-year-old African American male.
Lady, I don't want your purse. What are you holding it all close for? Man, what you following me around the store for? I got money. Matter of fact, don't I always have money? I'm looking for what I want. You know what? That's all right. I'll go find it somewhere else. Seriously, you need to chill all that out. Ain't nothing but my keys in my pocket. It's these type of scenarios that many times disappoint me. This is messed up, and it makes me feel like no one has any faith in me or my fellow brothers. With the lady clenching her purse, like her, I was trying to make it home safely too. As for the store, I've been going there ever since I was 3 years old, and all of a sudden, I seem threatening. And last time I checked, it wasn't a crime to have my keys in my pocket. People, or society rather, seem to focus on just the negative aspects of a young black man. What are we, as African American males, trying to do to defy the stereotypes? My debate teacher, Mark Roberts at McKinley Technology High School, has been racially profiled and has often provided me with words of encouragement and advice. He stresses that a major key to success is education.
Knowledge was important to me, and I thought the more that I acquired, the more options would be available to me in my life. So education was necessary.
Mr. Roberts attended Harvard University, graduating top of his class. He earned a postgraduate degree from Columbia University. I understand that education is key, but there are times when I get tired of fighting the negative stereotype. Still, I've been lucky. When I wanted to give up, I always had someone to motivate me. Mr. Roberts had the same kind of luck.
I saw images of the black men who were not only empowered, but were seeking to empower others. And their message inspired me to do the same. So I very much saw myself as a sort of ambassador for my neighborhood.
After talking with Mr. Roberts, I wondered how a younger black male saw these same challenges. Robert Peterson is a senior at Howard University.
A lot of times when you look at African-American males and they're portrayed, especially from other, you know, races, what they see in the media, they don't really much see black males or just black individuals progressing.
A mentor of mine once said that if you take race out of the picture, it opens your eyes wider to the path of your success. He was essentially saying that if you don't focus so much on race, then it won't serve as a distraction. Peterson agrees.
When you look at me, I want you to see a person. I don't even want you to see an African-American male. I want you to see a person that's coming here, that's coming to your place of business and say that, hey, he's just as good as anyone else. I don't even want my skin color to be even an issue.
I refuse to be a statistic. I refuse to be portrayed in a negative light. But most importantly, I will achieve and prove the naysayers wrong. Success is my future, and failure is not an option. I'm a young African-American male living in a largely white society. Yes, I stand out. And when I stand, it's to make a positive difference. I am holding myself to a high standard. I'm taking my education seriously, and I'm becoming the strong African-American male my parents groomed me to be. I am not the negative stereotype. In fact, so many of us are not. Nigel Peterson, Straight Up Urban Voice.